Gemara Makot. Masechet Makot has been donated anonymously in honor of Morris Dweck, Sammy Esses, Yaron Mizrahi, and Tuvi Asis for their endless work for the Kahal Kadosh, Bet Yaakov. May Hashem give them continued strength in order to serve the Kahal and the community, the Shem Shamayim, in good health and prosperity and shalom. Amen. Dap Tet. We are starting from the Mishnah. Ha'av gole al yedeh haben. The father goes to galut through the son, which is if the father kills the son b'shogeg, the father goes to galut on his account. Vaben gole al yedeh ha'av, and vice versa. The son goes to galut through the father. If the son killed the father b'shogeg, he will also go to galut. Takol golin al yedeh Yisrael. Everybody is gole al yedeh Yisrael, which means by killing Yisrael, the Yisrael golin al yedehen, and vice versa. Yisrael goes to galut al yedehen if they kill him. Yisrael golin, or Yisrael goes to galut al yedehen through them. Okay, but I will explain all these cases over here. Chutz meger toshav. Okay, except for a ger toshav. Now, a ger toshav is somebody that accepted upon themselves the Shiva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. We call them a toshav because they're able to live in the land of Israel. Otherwise, we got to eradicate all the seven nations. So he has an ability to be toshav. He's able to stay. So it's mashma over here that if we kill a ger toshav, we don't go to galut. Or if they kill a Yisrael, they don't go to galut. It's much more that the law of galut does not apply to a ger toshav and a Yisrael combination. However, the ger toshav eno gole ela al yedeh ger toshav. The only way a ger toshav will go to galut is by another ger toshav. A ger toshav killed the ger toshav, b'shogeg, then they go to galut. Smash, but through Yisrael involved, there's no galut gabe a ger toshav. Gemara is going to explain all these cases. Comes the Gemara begins, ha'av gole al yedeh haben. You just told us in the Mishnah that the father goes to galut if he kills the son, b'shogeg. V'ha'amart, we learned in the last Mishnah, yetza ha'av maked beno. You said that if a father is hitting his child, right, he's giving him chinuch, he's hitting his child, and he kills his child b'shogeg when he's hitting him, he doesn't go to galut, because that's a mitzvah. So what do you tell me now that the father does go to galut? Gemara says, de gamir. No, Amishnah is talking about where the kid is obedient, and therefore the hitting is not necessary. What do you mean? We learned, even though he's obedient, and even though he learns, it's still a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to the child anyway. So therefore, give me a case where the father hits the child, and he goes to galut if he kills him. Where he's teaching him a trade, he's teaching him to become a carpenter. So therefore, is he teaching him to become the carpenter? It's not teaching him Torah. It's not teaching him a trade. The Gemara says, and he killed him while he was teaching him the trade. Gemara says, shuliyad negre ayutai, which means even teaching a trade is a mitzvah. Like the Gemara in Kiddushin said, one of the obligations of the father to the son is that he teaches him a trade. The Rashi says, even the source, look at Rashi, bishuliyad negre bilimud harash aitzim, carpentry, she'enu melamedot Torah, ela umanut shuliyah. Okay, hayutahu. It says, look at the life with the wife that you love. Chayim is a livelihood. It compares livelihood to the wife. Just like it's a mitzvah for the father to marry off the son, Isha, it's a mitzvah for the father also to provide a livelihood for the child. Keshem she'abiv chayav la'siyo Isha, k'nechtiv k'chod ibnechem nashim k'ach hayavon l'medo umanut. So if that's the case, so give me a case over here where the father who kills the son b'shogeg is going to go to galut. The Gemara says, "Delamdeh," which means "Hayutah delamdeh." So the Gemara answers, "De gamir umanuta achariti." The kid has a trade already, so therefore there's no hayuv to teach him for a livelihood because he has another trade. Then he's teaching him carpentry as an extra. That's not a mitzvah anymore. And he killed him b'shogeg during the teaching him the trade of Nagre, which is the carpentry, and he died, and that's why he goes to galut. So that's the case of the Mishnah. Okay, comes the Mishnah, comes the Gemara, continues. Okay. Babin Gole Ayyideh Ha'ab. And the son goes to Galut Ayyideh Ha'ab. Means that if the son kills the father, the son will go to Galut. Now, just to keep in mind, that when it comes to a son killing a father, you have a few problems over here. Which means, number one, you have a killing factor, and you also have Makeh. For every killing, you also have a Makeh. So it's like you have two mitot over here that happen in the killing of father. First he's Makeh him, he causes a blemish, and then all of a sudden, eventually he dies. That's already considered Makeh that leads to a death. Just keep that in mind. Comes again and says, Urmini, we have a question. Makeh nefesh. It says by the Eid Miklat, it says the word Makeh nefesh. So what do we learn from the word Makeh nefesh? Prat le Makeh abiv. It's coming to exclude Makeh abiv. Why? What do you see from Makeh nefesh coming to exclude Makeh abiv? So Rashi gives you the dinash. First one, first line. Makeh nefesh. Gabe orek bishgaga ketiv lanu shama Makeh nefesh bishgaga. That's by Eid Miklat. Prat le Makeh abiv. Shelo chayav galut. Who's chayav galut? Ela lemi shehakato tiluya benefesh sheeno chayav alav ela imken harago. Which means, what type of people do you go to galut on? Only on type of people that if you kill, so then you go to, then you have a death penalty. Yatsa makeh abiv shu chayav alav mita b'chamura b'alma. Which means only people that makeh nefesh, that if you hit them and they die, you are chayav mita. That type of scenario. Masha'en keh, when it comes to a father, even without killing him, you chayav mita. Even just on the habura, you chayav mita. So that she says, because sakad atak, the mevete megalut, afidu arago. From the south of the, even if they kill the father, since he's a type of person, the father, that not only on his death are you chayav mita, even on his habura, yachayav mita. So such a person is excluded from the entire story of galut. Makeh nefesh. Only with a person who you kill him, the nefesh is talui on him. But a father, even his habura is talui in the nefesh. You kill the son for that. So it means a father is excluded from the situation of galut. But Amishna said not. So we have a contradiction. So comes the Gemara and says, again, הכל, reading the Gemara again, let's get that. The Urmini, Ramkajun, Makeh, Nefesh, Prat, Lemakeh, Abib. Amar Rav Kahana, Lakasha. So Rav Kahana comes up and says, no question. Ha, Rabbi Shimon, Veha, Rabbanan. Depends who you're going like, Rabbi Shimon or Rabbanan. The Gemara explains. The Rabbi Shimon, the Amar, Henek Hamur Misayif. We learned already in Masechet Sanhedrin. That the Bishimon holds regarding the Arba Mitot Bedin, he says Henek is more strict than Saif. Okay, it's a machloket. He says Henek is stronger. Shigigat Saif nitna lekapara. So he writes Saif, which is less than Henek, the Torah gives a kapara in Galut. Shigigat Henek, but Henek, which is very strict type of punishment, lo nitna lekapara. It is not given to kapara, and therefore he says, when we learned the Masechet Sanhedrin, when a person kills his father, he's Hayav to Mitot Bedin. He's Hayav Henek, and he's Hayav Saif. He's Hayav Henek on the wound, and he's Hayav Saif on the death. What do you do when you get two Mitot? You give the stricter one. What's the stricter one according to the Bishimon? Henek. He holds Henek is not subject for Galut, because Henek is a very strict type of item. So therefore, our Mishnah, I'm sorry, the Braita that said that the son doesn't go to Galut for killing the father is going like the Bishimon. Because every killing the father, there's two mitot. And which mitah do you give the son? The stricter one. And what is the stricter one? Henek. And the Bishimon holds, Henek is not given for a kapara of Galut. Therefore you can't go to Galut. It's too strict. Galut is a kapara. You're not going to get a kapara for such a big avon. Where is the rabbis hold? The Rabbanan, what do they hold? The Rabbanan. The Amre Saif Hamun Mehenik, but the rabbis who we go like that say Saif is more strict than Henik. Horeg Abi Bishogeg Shigat Saifu Bishigat Saif Nitna Le Kapara. Very good. Quote Rabbanan. A guy kills his father. What are the two punishments he's supposed to get? He gets Henik again for the Habura, and he gets Saif. Oh, but he holds Rabbanan. Saif is stricter than Henik. Saif is stricter. Oh, and we know that every Rotseyach gets Saif. Aminu Avi Rotzeach goes to Galut. So therefore, killing a father also is going to get Saif, so Saif goes to Galut. So if according to the rabbis that Saif is more Hamur, therefore you're going to give Saif. Killing a father is no different than killing a regular guy. Because bottom line, Saif is Nitan the Galut. So therefore the Mishnah that says that if a father is killed by a son that goes to Galut, it's going to go to the rabbis that say what? Saif is Muhammad, and Saif always goes to Galut. Every murderer is Saif. Torah talks about a murderer going to the Galut, doesn't it? Every murderer is Saif. Including your father also. You know there's a Hanik also, but Saif is Muhammad, so you give the stricter one. And therefore, our Mishnah is going according to Rabbanam. Let's just read the Rashi's over here for a second. Look at the third line in Rashi. Rabbi Shimon Damar B'Sanhedrin, Berigdal Mitot. Hanik Hamun Misaif. Only there, according to him, ההורג את אביו בחנק, בתנן, דף פא' בסנהדרין. מי שמתחייב בית מיתות, בית דין נידון בחמורה. אז מי שמתחייב בית מיתות, בית דין, אם גייס חייב תומיתות, נידון בחמורה. זה נידון בחמורה. וההורג אביו חייב שתי מיתות, שעושה חבורה באביו מן הנחנקין, הן, ומכן נפש מן הנהרגין. וכאן יש חבורת אביב ונציחה, you have two things, חמורה נציחה, ורבי שמעון דבר חנק חמורים, היה זה מזיד, היה בחנק. ועכשיו שהוא שוגג, לא נתנה שגיגתו לכפרה בגלות. אם נתנה תורה כפרה לשגת סייף, שהוא קלה, לא נתנה כפרה לשגת חנק, the Torah only gave כפרה for a סייף, but didn't give כפרה for a חנק, so called רבי שמעון, killing the father, there is no, killing the father בשוגג, does not go to the גלות. ורבנן, דאמרי, סייף חמון מחנק, הורג אביו שגת סייף הוא, שהרי אילו מזיד היה, נידון בחמורה, שהיא סייף, שגת סייף נתן כפרת גלות. Exactly, if he was a מזיד when he killed the father, he would get סייף, because סייף is חמור, and every גלות is סייף when you murder somebody. So therefore, killing the father is subject to the גלות.
Had it been a מזיד,
סייף. Had it been a מזיד, die. Had it been a מזיד, always גלות is a שוגג case. Comes again and says another answer. Rabba comes along and says, another answer. Between the Mishnah and the Braita. Again, the Mishnah comes along and says the father goes to, the son goes to Galut. And the Braita says the son doesn't go to Galut. So the first answer was, Harabi Shimon, Harab Banan. Now Rabbi gives you the first. Rabbi Amar, Prat, Le'oseh Habura Be'abiv Be'shogeg. You know, it's coming to exclude a case where, let's say, the son gave a Habura to a father Beshogeg. Sankana Dakamina Kibadim Mizid Barkatanao Keshog Beshogeg Nami Legle Kavash Malan. Which means I would have thought like this. When it says in the Braita, Makin Nefesh, it's coming to tell you a hadush like this. Let's say a person doesn't kill his father, he gives his father a Makkah. If he gave his father a Makkah Bemezid, he's Hayav Mita. So I would have thought that if he does it Beshogeg, maybe he gets a Galut. Normally you get Galut only by killing. But maybe, what is a death penalty, right? Mezid, you kill somebody, Hayav Mita, Saif. So you do it Bishogeg, Hayav Galut. So I would have thought that maybe by a father, when a son hits a father, since if when he hits the father, because it's a Habura, there's a death penalty, Bemezid, I would have thought maybe Bishogeg, there's a Galut even on a Hakaah. Kamash Ma'lan, that there is no death penalty on a Hakaah at all. Look at Rashi. Rabbama, Braita Name Rabbanan. The Braita that says he doesn't go to Galut is also going according to the rabbis. But the Braita was not talking about where a person kills the father. The Braita is talking about where the son is makeh the father. Va'oreget abiv dami go l'shkat saifi. Va'adiktani prat l'makeh abiv lav le'orgo kame ma'et elabosev ha'borav v'shogeg. The Braita that says coming to exclude a father is talking about a case where he didn't kill the father. He actually blemished the father. So therefore, really, I can tell you the rabbis agree with this bright over here. This bright was not talking about where he kills his father, like we learned according to Rabbi Shimon earlier. I can say, really, the bright does Rabbanan. And the case of where you're not killing your father, the person is giving him a blemish. So, a blemish, why would you go to Galut for a blemish? Well, of course, there's a death penalty by Mezid. So I would have thought if there's a death penalty by Mezid, maybe Bishogeg, there's a Galut. Kamash Ma'lan, even though there's a death penalty by Mezid, by Makeh Abiv, but Bishogeg, there is not going to be a Galut sentence. Comes the Gemara and says, Kol Golin Ayede Yisrael. Okay. Anybody that kills Yisrael goes to Galut. Kol Golin Ayede Yisrael, Aitu Yemai. Kol Golin. Everybody goes to Galut, they kill Yisrael. What is the call coming to include? Aitu Ye Eved Vekuti. Which means, even Eved Kena'ani and Vekuti, if they kill Yisrael, they indeed will go to Galut. Even Eved and a Kutit. We learned in a Braita, it said, Eved v'kuti gole veloke al yedei Yisrael. Clearly, Eved v'kuti goes to Galut al yedei Yisrael. Not only they go to Galut, I didn't say, those who get Malkut, I didn't say. We'll see that case. The Israel go to Eved, okay, I didn't Kuti, and vice versa. If a Jew kills a Eved or a Kuti, he will go to Galut. So Eved and Kuti are in the Parasha. Israel kills them, Kuti kills them, both go to Galut. And they both get Malkut on each other. Give me the case. Bishlama Eved and Kuti go to Ayede Israel. I understand. Veloke, okay, Veloke. Gole de Katle. Okay, well, I understand. If the Eved killed a Jew, he'll go to Galut. If the Kuti killed a Jew, he will go to Galut. I mean, Gole de Katle, he killed him. Okay, no problem. However, Loke, give me a case of Loke de Latye. Very good. Which is if a Kuti or an Eved, let's say, cursed a Jew, you know how to curse. The Pasuk of the Torah says clearly how to curse. And if you curse another Jew, you get Malkut. So good. If they kill the Jew, they go to Galut. If they curse the Jew, they'll get Malkut. No problem. However, Ela Yisrael gole veloke al yedei Kuti. The reverse. That Israel goes to Galut, or Israel gets Malkut because of them. Bishtama gole dekatle. I understand the case of Galut, where let's say Israel killed the Kuti or an Eved, so the Jew will go to Galut. Ela loke amai. Ela, give me the case of loke. How will a Jew get Malkut for a Kuti? Gemara says, Delatier. What are you going to tell me? That the Jew cursed a Kuti on Eved? Doesn't work. Venasi ba'amecha lo ta'or. Ve'ose ma'ase amecha. Venasi ba'amecha teaches me you only have on cursing somebody that's ose ma'ase amecha. Somebody that keeps the teriyag mitzvot. Eved and Kuti are not chayav in teriyag mitzvot. Only chayav in sheva mitzvot. Or Eved Kanei is only chayav in the mitzvot like a lady. So therefore, give me a case where a Jew will get Malkut for doing something to a Eved or a Kuti. He curses them. There's no issue for a Jew to curse a Eved or a Kuti. It's only when Asiv Amicha lo Taor. It has to be Oseh Ba'aseh Amicha. So what's the case of Malkut? Ela Amar Avacha. Mari Yaakov Kihon She'ehid Bo Ve'uzam. The case of the Israel testified against the Kuti. And then, what did he testify against the Kuti? The Kuti is Hayab Malkut. And then the Jew guy became Huzam. So Vasitim lo kashezamam, you try to make the Kuti Hayav Malkut, so you'll get Malkut. So that would be a case where the Jew gets Malkut on account of the Kuti or the Eved. Oh, so Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara doesn't assume he's considered Achiv. He's Achiv b'mitzvot, b'miksat mitzvot. He's Achiv b'miksat mitzvot. Yeah, but this is Zav Kirani. He's still Chayav in Mitzvot. Not like Alter Yak, but he's Chayav in Zerim Mitzvot. Like a lady.
But he's Jewish.
But he's a man. So comes Gabriel and says, okay, wait. Well, once already you give me the Huzam case, you got to give the reverse case also. Dichvate, which means similarly, Gabe Eved, She'id Bo Vehuzam. You got to go to the other side. Which is the Jew testified against the Eved. The Jew testified against the Eved. He became Huzam. So that's the case of the Jew will get Malkut on account of the Eved. Now go the other way. And the Eved gets Malkut on account of the Israel. The case must be talking about an Eved testified against the Jew, became Huzam, and now he gets Malkut because of that. What do you mean? Is Eved Bar Edutu? Eved is not Bar Edutu. That case doesn't work on both sides. The Jew can testify against the Eved. The Gemara asks, Eved Bar Edutu? Is there Eved Bar Edutu? They can give me the reverse case that Eved can testify against the Jew and he'll get the Hazamah. There's no testimony by an Eved. So comes the Gemara and says, Ela Amar Abachamed Rav Ika Hakam Haskinan Kegon Sheikahu Haka'a She'en Bashevei Piruta. The Jew hit the Kuti. Beat him up. But a Haka'a that's not Shevei Piruta's worth. The Amar Rabbi Ami Amar Rabbi Yohanan Hikahu Hakaa She'en Bashevei Piruta Loke. Oh, that's the deen. What do you do when you hit a guy less than Shevei Piruta? The punishment is Malkut, which means there's a lot of ta'asin. The punishment is Malkut, which is normally there's Tashkume Nezek. When there's Tashkume Nezek, then Kola Mishalem Eno Loke. Mashiach, if you hit him less than Shevei Piruta, so then there's no payment. So what happened? The Jew hit the Kuti on a less than a Shevei Piruta item. So therefore the Jew will get Bakut. Similarly, if the Kuti hits a Jew, let's just be brutal, I'll also get Malkut. Oh, but you're going to tell me, what do you mean? He's not also Ma'asi Amecha. We don't make a hikesh between Haka'a and Kilala. When it comes to cursing a Kuti, the Jew is not Hayav. When it comes to hitting the Kuti will be, the Jewish person will be Hayav. Now she says, top line, She'im bat shavei peruta, she'im yesh bat tashlume peruta. Because if there was a nezik of tashlume peruta, mishalem veno loke. Do you make a hikesh between cursing and hitting? So we'll say, okay, we don't make a hikesh. Therefore, if you hit him, less than shvei peruta, he will indeed get malkut. Okay, so the Gemara Mishnah said, chutz me'al yedeh ger toshav. Okay, so we thought over here that a ger toshav is totally removed from the situation of galut. Meaning, if he kills Israel or Israel kills him, there's no galut on him. So chutz me ger toshav. So Gemara says, Alma ger toshav oved kochavimu. Must be you're treating a ger toshav like a goy. That if you kill him, he kills you. There's no galut by you, ger toshav. Emma sefa, but the Gemara didn't say that. The end of the Mishnah said what? Ger toshav gole al yede ger toshav. Clearly, the Mishnah said, ger toshav that kills another ger toshav goes to galut. So he's not a goy. You're treating him like a partial Yisrael that has the subject of God. So make him a Harry in the first part of the Mishnah then. Chutz me ger toshav. What is that coming to exclude? To tell me he's like a goy? He's not like a goy. Goy ger toshav, I get toshav, yes galut. Everyone says, Amar Rav Kahana, you learned wrong. Lakashia. The end of the Mishnah is talking about ger toshav, shara ger toshav. Like it says in the Mishnah. Kan, the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about beger toshav she'arag Yisrael, which is a ger toshav that kills Yisrael, he does not go to galut, which means he will not get a kapara. He doesn't get a kapara. A ger toshav kills Yisrael, Yisrael she'arag ger toshav, yesh galut. A Jew can get kapara in galut for killing a ger toshav, but a ger toshav cannot get kapara for killing Israel. So when it said in the Mishnah, chutz meger toshav, it means chutz meger toshav sharak Israel she'en dai lo bekaparat galut. It's not enough to him for kaparat galut. But if a Jew would kill him, of course, the Jew can go to galut. It's enough galut for bekapara killing a ger toshav. And of course, a ger toshav sharak ger toshav. So he's in the parasha, he's just not in the parasha in the sense that if he kills a Jew, it's too much of a sin. He's low, the Jew is higher. Too much of a avon for him to get kapara in galut. He needs a bigger kapara. We're not going to get him off so easily on that subject. That's not Kana's answer. Ika derame kera'e ahadade. So another way of reconciling this Mishnah. They brought a contradiction in Pesukim. Ketiv, one Pesuk says, in Mamidbar, Levnei Yisrael velager velatoshav v'tocham tiyena she'sha'arim. Really, it says in the Pasuk that the Arim of Arim Miklat apply to the Ger Toshav. Uktiv, it says in another Pasuk, Vayu Lachem He'arim LeMiklat. Lachem, and only Gerim. Okay? So make up your mind. Is the Arim Miklat Shayach to the Ger Toshav? Or is it not? Amar Avkana Lakasha. Kam Beger Toshav Sharag Yisrael. Kam Beger Toshav Sharag Ger Toshav. So when the Ger Toshav kills Yisrael, the Arim Miklat is not given to them. Lachem v'lo neger toshav. But when a ger toshav kills a ger toshav, it's given to the ger toshav as well. All depends who the ger toshav killed. Okay, look at Rashi. Ger toshav, ger toshav, gole, k'nektar v'yajav v'yashar, k'shar k'nisrael, eno gole, de lo sagi le begalut. Right? Lo sagi le begalut. It's not enough for him to have the galut. Comes the Gemara and says, comes the Gemara and has a question. What do we say? Ger toshav that kills a ger toshav? He goes to galut. What do you mean? We have a contradiction. Contradiction is right over there. Ben Noah that kills somebody. It's Hayamita. So what do you tell me? It's Tira from the last part of the Mishnah. Ben Ger Toshav Sharag Ben Ger Toshav. Beshogeg Galut. Lama Galut. Ger Toshav Sharag. Forgive Oto. It's from the last part of the Mishnah. Beferush. Ger Toshav Sharag Ger Toshav. Beshogeg. What does it say in the Mishnah? Gole. Lama Gole. Gemara says, Lefichach. It's quoting. Ger Ve'oved Kukhavim Shehargu. A Ger. Orei Oved Kuchavim Shehargu even Beshogeg Neragin Katani Ger Dumiad Oved Kuchavim. And the reason why I put the ger and the ovet kuchavim together is to teach you. Ma ovet kuchavim. Lo shena dekatal bar minne. It doesn't matter if the goy killed one of his own. Velo shena dekatal de la bar minne. Or it doesn't matter if he killed Israel, not one of his species. Nehrag, in all situations, av ger. Lo shena dekatal bar minne. It doesn't matter if he killed one of his own, meaning a ger toshav. Velo shena dekatal de la bar minne. Or he killed another Israel. In all the cases, nehrag. So your question, when he tell me he goes to Galut? You have a stira, there's no galut, but you get to shab bechlal. Anytime you get to shab kills, I don't care, b'shugim. Even the Gemara says, azaratan, zui mitatan. Once they were warned, and the shem was open, you know what? That's it. They warned. Tell me that's perfect. Ashi, lefichak, asheva, mitzot, nistavu, v'nei noach, kai. V'kai malan, azaratan, zui mitatan. The warning is there. That's but the fichak, ger, toshav, or oved, kuchim, shargu, neharagim, afim, shugim, shem, v'nei noach, zikim, hatra'a. You don't need hatra'a. Ma oved kuchavim lo shenad katan bar minne oved kuchavim kimoto. I don't care if a goy killed another goy. Lav bar minne oy killed Israel. Av ger toshav shenad katan bar minne ger toshav kimoto. The lav bar minne Israel doesn't matter. In all the cases, a ger toshav he kills, he's going to be hayav mita. So what are you telling me, Galut? Amar Rav Hazda. Rav Hazda kol uzla kashya. Kan shenago derech yirida. All depends which direction he killed. And our Mishnah, that's the one that gets Moshav goes to Galut. Let's talk about where he killed him. Derech Yerida. He killed him on the way down. Kan, the bride, that's where he goes, he gets killed. Sharago Derech Aliyah. He killed him on the way up. Remember we said in the Gemara, right in the beginning of the Perek, Galut is only in the case of Derech Yerida. But if it's Derech Aliyah, there's no Galut. So Gemara is going to explain. Gemara explains, Derech Yerida, by Derech Yerida, the Israel Gale, in that case, a Jewish person goes to Galut, Iu name Sagide Begalut. So again, Toshav also, it will be die for him to go to Galut. Just like it's Mechaper on Israel, when it's Derech Yerida, so it will be die to Mechaper on a Get Toshav if he killed him Derech Yerida. However, Derech Aliyah, the Israel Patur, Hunderag. But Derech Aliyah, that the deen is, that what? That Israel is patur from Galut. Why is he patur from Galut? There's different ways of explaining it over there. When you do it, Derech Aliyah, so it's machloket, there's two ways to learn it. Some say Derech Aliyah is karov le'ones, that's why it's patur. Or some say Derech Aliyah is more karov le'mezid. There's two ways of looking at Derech Aliyah. But the point is, he's patur. So in that case, when he's patur, so then who neirag? He's going to get killed. Oh, now that's hard to understand. The Gemara is going to question in a second. But look at the Gemara. Look at Rashi. No Rashi. Oh, so let's get the logic again. Gemara says, all depends how he did it. The ger toshav killed his fellow ger toshav bederech yerida. Oh, so just like a Jew goes to galut bederech yerida, he ger toshav gam ken yelech legalut bederech yerida. But Derech Aliyah, if a Jew kills Derech Aliyah, it's patur from Galut. For whatever reason, it is because he's too much honest. So on the way up, you don't have to anticipate that someone's going to die. On the way down, you got to be extra careful. Because that's the normal way, going down. Going up, he was going the reverse way. It's honest. Or do you say he has to be extra careful? There's two ways of learning why he's patur from Galut on the way up. But the point is, he's patur. So he's patur from Galut. So in this case, over here, Gentu says, what's going to be patur from Galut? And what are you going to do to him then? Go back to the regular door of a ghetto shav. But this is a ghetto shav he kills. He has to die. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? Gemara says, what are you talking about? Gemara says, impossible. Amar le'lava ve'lav kavachomer. Make a kavachomer. Uma derech yirida t'Yisrael gale. Ihu names agele begalut. Derech aliyah t'Yisrael patur. Ihu neherag. Which means, you're comparing him to Israel. You tell me, Derech Yerida, the Jew goes to Galut, he goes to Galut. So you're putting them together. Derech Aliyah, that the Jew is patur from Galut because it's an onus, he gets killed for that? I mean, you went to the other extreme. Yeah, which means you put them together. Derech Yerida, Jew goes to Galut, he goes to Galut. Very good, that's the Mishnah, get Toshav, get Kiz, get Toshav. So I'm putting them together. And then all of a sudden you come and tell me, Derech Aliyah, that the Jew is patur from Galut because it's honest. Him you kill. Well, you just told me they're the same. And all of a sudden when it comes to Derech Aliyah, you give him a death penalty for that. The logic doesn't go. So Gemara says, Ela Amar Rava, so Rava comes along and says, that what it says, Yikilim, is talking about Be'omer Mutar, which means the Ger Toshav killed his friend with Kavana. He wasn't Mezid, but he was, because he thought he was Mutar to kill him. So therefore it's Hayav Mita. But if he killed him Derech Aliyah, he's not going to be, which is really, if he kills him Derech Aliyah, he's going to be Patur like a Jew. Bishogeg, right? Derech Aliyah, Bishogeg. Jew is Patur from Galut, the Ger Toshav is Patur. But it says Ger Toshav is Hayav. And it's talking about a Kish of Shogeg. Kish of Shogeg, what type of Kish of Shogeg? Be'omer Mutar. He went on purpose. He went to kill his friend. What are you doing? I thought it was Mutar. So Rava holds that Omer Mutar is considered a Shogeg. So that's a case of a Omer Mutar, that's a Shogeg, that indeed he's going to go to, not go to Gadud. That's a case where he's going to die. Look at Rashi. Omer Mutar, Nerag, Delav Bar Galutu. Okay, it's not considered a Bar Galut. It's called Amale Abaye. So Abaye comes along and says, Omer Mutar Anusu. So what are you talking about? Omer Mutar is Anus. He thought it was Mutar. I didn't do anything to him. Which means, why should he get killed? He thought it was Mutar. He's innocent. Amar le Sha'ani Omer Mutar Karov le Mezid. He's not so innocent. He should have learned. What does that mean? He's got to know that God. You can't call him a Mezid because he didn't know. But you can't call him an honest either because he should have learned the Alagot. Look at Rashi. She says, yeah, that's it. You're not going to go explain now according to the reasons over there. So that's the case over here. So according to Rava, a person kills Bederich Aliyah Patu from Galut, because that's really an honest. Just like a Jew. So he makes everything simple. Derech Yerida, the Jew goes to Galut, Ger Toshav goes to Galut. That's not Mishnah. Ger Toshav Shara, Ger Toshav, Perush, Bederech Yerida, Goleh. Kemo Shisrael also. Beautiful. That aside. Derech Aliyah, ze ones. Ze ones. Kemo Shisrael, ze ones. So to buy a ghetto shab, ze ones. So what's the case where it's not an ones and it's not a galut case? Omer Mutar. Omer Mutar is somewhere in the middle. He thought it was Mutar. He's not a Mezid because he thought it was Mutar, but you can't put him off the hook either. Also, in that case over there, he's going to get a Mitah. Because he says, he's honest. He told him Mutar. Hey, relax, he's not such an honest. He should have learned. It's kind of the Mezid. It's close to, can't call him Mezid either. Because he didn't know. But it's kind of the Mezid. Therefore, that case over there is going to get killed. Okay, comes the Gemara and says. So again, the key over here is. Comes around says, "Ve'az do the tamayu," which is Rav Chazda and Rava having a machlok. Where's Rav Chazda? Rav Chazda is the rabbi that started this whole business. Rav Chazda came along and said, "Lakashia." Rav Chazda gave the first answer. Rav Chazda said, "Kan derech yirida, kan derech aliyah." Why didn't Rav Chazda give the answer of Rava? And just in the case talking about Omer Mutar, well, it must be Rav Chazda holds that Omer Mutar is honest. That's why he can't give that case. Like Abaye, Rav Chazda must Omer Mutar is honest. And Rava Masod Omer Mutar is not honest. So where's this machloket? Where do you see Omer Mutar is honest, or do you see it's kind of the Mezid? So Gemara says, "Va'azu Tamayu." They are following their reasonings. The Itmar. Okay, we have a statement over here. You have a Ger Toshav. He's aiming to kill somebody. He didn't know what he was aiming at, but Kasavur Behema. He thought it was an animal. The Nimsa Adam. Turned out it was a guy. He killed the Ger Toshav. He thought it was a guy there. It was an animal. Boom, he shot. Boom, he killed the Ger Toshav. Or the opposite. Not opposite. Kanaani, Venimsa Ger Toshav. It was Goy, and became a Ger Toshav. Basically, he was aiming at something that he thought he was Patur on, and they ended up killing someone who was Hayav on. Now that's a classic case of Omer Mutar. He thinks it's Mutar. Not halachically. It's Omer Mutar in his brain. Right, yeah. What I'm doing now is mutar. I'm shooting at an animal. Also, I'm moving because of getoshav. It's not a getoshav in the knowledge sense of learning halachot. It's a getoshav in the mitziut. It's a omer mutar in the mitziut. He thinks that he's killing somebody that is illegal. Rava Amar Hayav. Rava Kazogan says Hayav Mita. Why omer mutar karov the mezidu? Which means he should have studied it. Meaning, go look who you're shooting at first. You should shoot without investigating. He's cut off the mezid. Hayav mita. Lefazda amar omer patur omer mutar anusu. Okay, so they got the machloket. Look at Rashi. The adzul ta'amayu. Lefazda de lo ba'el l'shinuye be'omer mutar kasvar anusu. Verava de amar nehera kasavur behema. Hare ze komer mutar. It's like omer mutar. Shayalu l'lmod. Vavzeyalu l'ayin. He should have analyzed before, just like we say, you should have learned the Isurim. You should have studied before you shoot the arrow. Okay, comes Gemara and says, question against Rav Chisda. And Rav Chisda holds, Omer Mutar is considered honest. So Gemara has a question. The famous case of Avimelech. Right? God punished Avimelech because he took Sarah. Right? The wife of Avraham Avinu. Now, Avraham Avinu told him it was his sister. Sarah was his sister over here. And then God comes to Avimelech. What does God tell him in a dream? Hinecha met ala isha asher lakahta. Behold, your chayav mita, because you took an eshet ish, my love, bine Adam. Which means Bet Din of Ben Noah is going to kill you because you are taking a eshet ish. Now, that's kezomer mutar. He thought it was mutar. Could you blame Avimelech? Avraham told him, hey, it's mutar to you. So, Omer mutar. So what do you see? Omer mutar is chayav mita. It's cut off the mezid. Why? Avimelech should have investigated. Yeah. Avimelech should have, because he says, ahoti, maybe he's scared of you. Maybe there's a reason. So you should have been mayan. So you see what? Omer mutar is chayav, because it's considered cut off the mezid. That's she. Maila bide Adam, bide mine Noah. Bezeh Omer mutar, kesura ahot Avrahami. So Gemara says, no, doesn't mean that. Bide Shamayim. Really, Rav Chisda will answer, he was patur bide Adam. Because he was Omer Mutar. And Omer Mutar is honest. What did God mean when he told him, you hayav? When he told him, hinecha met, bide Shamayim. So daikaname, we can make a deal from a dichtiv, mechato li. The pasuk says, God said, I stopped you from sinning to me. Implying what? That the sin over here was a bidesh shamayim type of sin. Good. So again, that's how Rav Chisda is going to answer. Got the question and answer again? Rava came along and said, I proved to you that Omer Mutar is Hayav. Avimelech is not an Omer Mutar case. He thinks it's Mutar what he's doing. God comes to him and says, Ya Hayav Mita. Omer Mutar is Hayav Mita. That's exactly Rava. Rav Chisda, what are you going to answer? No, God was telling you, not Hayamita bide Adam. Omer Mutar is really Anus. So it was Hayamita. Maybe the Shamayim. And I'll prove it to you is bide Shamayim. Because God says, Mechato li, I stopped you from sinning to me, implying the whole business was a Lashem Shamayim, was a bide Shamayim situation. Comes the Gemara and says, Gemara says like this. According to you, that says the whole sin was connected to Hashem, and therefore you cannot get punished bide Adam. Now we go to Yosef. Yosef with Eshet Potiphar. Right? What does Yosef tell Eshet Potiphar? He says, how can I do this big avon v'chatati l'Elohim? He says, I'm going to make a sin l'Elohim. L'Elohim v'lo Adam. Which means, what do you mean l'Elohim? If he goes with Eshet Potiphar, the sin is also punishable by Adam. That's Gidul Arayot. What did Yosef, according to you, that you make the Yukim, Rav Chisda, or certain Pasuk, mechato li. See, that he's only talking about Bideh Shamayim. Okay, good. Now go apply your logic to the Yosef situation. What did Yosef say to Eshet Potiphar? V'chatati l'Elohim. It's l'Elohim, but only l'Adam. Ela, what do you have to say? Ela dino masur l'Adam. Which means it's a sin naked Hashem, but it's punishable on earth by Bideh Adam. Hakaname dino masur l'Adam. That's what God meant when he told Avimelech. Mechato li, your sin is to me. And it's punishable, bide Adam, on earth. Now, I was able to answer that diyuk. If that's your whole inyan of diyuk, because it's mechato li, that's no word, that's no ra, yeah.
We're saying that Yosef is a ben Noach?
Yes. This is not the case. Yes. Look at Hashim. Elohim Adam. Exactly. Yosef knew that she was eshet ish. Yosef knew that eshet, but he works for. Okay, good. Comes Gemara and says, Etive Abaye Narava. Okay, so Abaye is coming back now to Iran again. Again, Abaye holds Omer Mutar honest. So Abaye comes along and says now. What does Avimelech tell Borei Olam after God has the claim against him? Hago Igam Sadiq Tarog Which means, are you going to kill the goy even though he's a tzaddik? Which means, what do you want from me? The pasuk says, what do you want? He told me that it's his sister. He told me it's the brother. So according to Abimelech, even if he would commit the sin over here, he holds that what? That it's okay. And you don't see God answering Abimelech anything back to that claim. Which means, Abimelech comes back to God and says, I know what you want from me. He told me it's his sister. She said it's his brother. So what do you want from me? And you don't see Borei Olam coming along and saying, oh, so what? You should have learned. You should have known. Yeah. And what do you see over here? Abimelech is claiming back, Omen Mutar. And if Omen Mutar is honest, that's exactly like Abaye. Rava says, Borei Olam did answer him back. Hatam kedeka me'addere illave. He answered him back. He told him, Ve'ata hashiv ishita'ish ki navihu. What did God tell Abimelech? Do me a favor. Give back the man's wife because he's a prophet. Now, what did you got to throw in prophet for? And if he's not a prophet, you don't have to give back his wife? Only because he's Eshet Navi? So the Gemara is Eshet Navi, who te tehedar? De lav Navi, la tehedar? Ela, keda amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani, da amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani, amar Rabbi Yonatan. Hachi ka amar le. This is what God told Avimelech. Ve'ata hashev Eshet Ha'ish mikol makom. Return Eshet Ish, no matter who the husband is. Because you got to return it because it's Eshet Ish. And that claim that you told me a second ago, you're claiming that you're innocent. What do you mean? I thought it was a sister. Navihu. Avraham is a Navi, he's a Chacham. Lamad. And you should have learned from him. And you did learn from him. What did you learn from him? When a guest comes to the city, what are you supposed to talk about when the first thing he comes into the city? You need a place to stay. You need something to eat. You need something to drink. Is that the first question you ask a guy when he comes into the city? Who's the lady? Is it Jesus? Derech Eretz over here. Which means, so what do you want? Avraham's a Chacham. Once already he saw you asking this question, he knew he's in trouble. So he had no choice to come along and say, so you're not innocent, Avimelech. You're not innocent. This is Eshet Navi over here. And therefore, that God said that Avraham is a Navi, he was trying to say that, not that Avraham tricked him, you caused it. You caused it to yourself. What are you asking such a question for? The first thing comes into the city over there. And therefore, if you would have went with Sarah, you would have been guilty. You cannot come along and say, I didn't know. Or maybe God didn't answer him. She said, I was answering back. But his claim was, listen, he said, listen, I'm innocent. What do you want from me? You don't see God telling him anything. Rabbi, he did tell him something. Give it to him back. He's a Navi, this man over here. And then he's a Chacham. He knew right away from your question what you were intending to do. Because Avraham knows the Derech Eretz. Avraham knows the etiquette, the protocols. The guy comes to the city, asks him about his lodging, asks him about his food, not right about his wife. And therefore, Mikan Shem Noach Neherag, Shayalu L'Mod V'lo Lamad. From here you learn that Ben Noach is the Herag. Shayalu L'Mod. He should have learned the protocol, the Derech Eretz. V'lo Lamad. Therefore, he's going to be Hayal. Let's just see Rashi. Any Rashi that we skipped over here so far? Look at Rashi in the bottom Rashi on the page. Kedekam Me'adir Li'ad Laviv. Lo hoda lo lidvarav. God did not agree to him. Sheshiv lo teshuvah shehayav mita. Sheenot tzaddik medavar. Sheyalu lilmod derech eretz. He should have learned the proper derech eretz. Okay. Some. Eno gole derech yudar vimir omer gole. Blind man. Blind man that kills b'shogeg. Machloket Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, Eno gole. Rabbi Meir says, gole. Okay. We have to check this out in the Gemara. Hasone. Okay, an enemy. Enu gole. Even if he killed Beshogeg. I guess because you can't say Shogeg really. No such thing as Shogeg. He hates him. So you always say there's a little mezid involved. He killed the Mustami on purpose. Hasone. Enu gole. Rabbi Yosef Omer. Hasone. Neherag. Wow. Oh, which means you kill a sone in Bedi without even Hatra'ah. But there's Shekumu'ad. It's like he has Atra already. normally before you kill a guy, you got to tell him, if you do this over here, I have mitah, why do you have to give him a warning? Because maybe you could say, I was shogeg. I didn't know it was asur. Why are you killing me for? So you give a warning. But a soneh, you could assume he's doing it bemezid in order to kill the guy. So a soneh, ne'erag. Mepnei shehu, kem mu'ad, rashi. Kem mutre alav ve'omer al hatra'a devadai leda'at harago. Good. Rabbi Shimon Omer, yes soneh gole, yes soneh she'enu gole. Depends. Sometimes a soneh goes together, sometimes it goes together. Zekalal. Kol shu yachol lomar leda'at harag. Which means, if we can come along and say that he did it, or we could come along and say that was ledaat enu gole. That's a hadan, it's kavanah. There's no galut on that. Shelo ledaat arag. But if it comes to, you could say it's a galut situation. Was shogeg? That is a gole. All depends. Ashi yes sone she enu gole velo neherag. Kol hariga shecholim nomar al hariga zu shledaat aita enu gole fishashudu al kach lefot bemezid. שלא לדעת הרג, כשהריגה הזו ודאי שלא לדעת, שאין אדם יכול לומר עליה לדעת הייתה גולה. גמרא, say the cases. So Mr. Shimon says, it depends. Every case got to judge individually. Okay, we're starting. Tanur Banan. It says, by the situation of a in Meklat. Belo Reot. Right? The Pasuk is, Even Asher Yamud Ba Belo Reot. Okay, hit him with a rock, Belo Reot. Prat is coming to exclude Someh. If someh harag doesn't go to galut, belo reot. He didn't see the guy is killing, but he sees everything else. That's the deal. Belo reot. He didn't see the guy over there he's trying that he was killing. Mm-hmm. That there was a guy standing there. But he sees other things. Prat to a guy that doesn't see anything. And she says, belo reot prat to someh demash, but kan lo ra'a. Aval ro'eh b'makom aher. Prat to someh shenu ro'eh b'shum makom. It's coming to school and someh doesn't see anywhere. דברי רבי יהודה, רבי יהודה, בלא ראות לרבות את הסומה. עד הבא. He comes on and says, it's coming to include the, to include, that he also goes to galut. So the Gemara comes on and says, מה הייתה עמד רבי יהודה? What's the logic of רבי יהודה? דכתיב, ואשר יבוא את רעהו ביער. It says, the Pasuk says, if a person comes into the yard, he sees his friend in the forest. So the Gemara says, "Afilu someh." He can also come into the forest. Someh is included, right? Can someh go into a forest? Yes. Ata belo reot ma'ateh. The belo reot comes and excludes. So the ya'ar comes to include. Anybody that comes into a ya'ar is including a someh. And this comes to exclude. That comes to exclude. Who's that talking about? A someh. Good. Comes the Gemara and says, "Rebbi Meir." בלא ראות למעט, בבלי דעת למעט. Have a מיעוט אחר מיעוט, and אחר מיעוט, מיעוט אחר מיעוט אלא רבות. We have two exclusionary terms. It says בבלי דעת. בבלי דעת is coming to exclude the someh. The someh has no דעת, he has no idea what's going on. And that's a מיעוט. And it also says what? בלא ראות. Also. So you have two exclusionary terminologies. בלא ראות, בבלי דעת. Exclusion, exclusion. What's the deal on two exclusions? אין מיעוט על מיעוט אלא לרבות ורבי יהודה, what is רבי יהודה do with the double negative? בבלי דעת פרט למתכוון הוא דעתה. That's coming to exclude a case of a person that was killed בכוונה, which means בבלי דעת פרט to a case where he did it בדעת, פשוט. So if we have no ראייה to a מיעוט. Okay, look at that. She, anything? Nothing. Okay, Gemara continues. Rabbi Yosef ben Asone neherag. The guy who's sone kills somebody, you kill him. Abhalu atrube.
No warning.
You didn't warn him. Don't you have to give a warning before you kill somebody? Matitin Rabbi Yosef ben Yehudai. We saw the shita already. Netanya. Rabbi Yosef ben Yehudai omer. Haver eno sarich atra'a. Tamid Akam also doesn't need atra'a. Why? Because he knows the law. לפי שלא נתנה התראה אלא להבחין בין שוגג למזיד. What's the reason of התראה? Because otherwise the guy come to Betin, the murderer, and say, I don't know, I don't know ההלכה. So you're going to kill a guy? Now, God knows, God will take care of him. But לגבי בדין, the guy always has an alibi. הייתי שוגג. You can't kill me. חבר doesn't have that alibi. חבר, we know he knows the ההלכה. חבר אין צריך התראה. So just like a חבר אין צריך התראה, Sune also. What? You have a doubt that this guy was not Bemezid? He hates the guy. He doesn't know the halakha. I hear you. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. להבחין בין שוגג למזיד שלא יכול לומר לא הייתי יודע שאסור.
That's a חבר.
That's a חבר. Yes, good question. Yes, good question. So he says over here. ונמצא שיש שתי סיבות שצריך התראה. להודע לחוטא שמעשה זה אסור מן התורה. First of all, it's אסור מן התורה. So a חבר doesn't need that התראה. להודיע שדבר זה הוא גוף האיסור. שכן יתקן שיודע הורג שאסור להרוג. I mean, he could know the הלכה. אבל סבור שעומדת שם בהמה ולא אדם. He can also say, אומר, התורם זה בהמה. It's another, the התראה fixes that also. The התראה says, that's not a בהמה over there. That's out of you do, if you shoot this bullet, זה מי חייב. או שסביר שחתיכה זה הוא שומן, ולא, he thinks it's שומן, he doesn't think it's חלב. Meaning, you know, if you eat חלב, you're going to be חייב איתה, he thinks it's שומן. או שכח שהיום שאני לא יודעת שבת. ולעניין זה חבר ועם הארץ שווים, in that sense. כל זה הוא לדעת רבי יוסף ביהודה, אבל רוב התנאים צופים שהתראה היא הלהקה של שתי תורה. זה השכות רבי יוסף. איגב זה סברה פרה התראה. Others argue on רבי יוסף, תנאים. They say, no, you need התראה, קונסטרציה של ידי התראה, שאפילו ברור, even though you know for sure he's doing it, he's doing it, וגם יודע and all that, the Torah will not give a punishment until he has a התראה. So again, that's why חבר doesn't need התראה, because again, you have to assume, because he's a חבר, he knows it's Shabbat today, and he knows that this is חיילב, and he knows also that it is going to be אסור. Okay, let's apply that to a case of a sunnah.
He says,
yeah. I want to say your question and then say the answer. But the question then is, okay, sunnah. Sunnah doesn't need התראה. Why does he say that he oh, because we know for sure he's doing it b'mezid. He's doing it b'mezid. What do you mean? Maybe the guy thinks, really, it's chazasur, but this case over here is mutar. He still has an alibi when it comes to Bedin.
I don't know.
He could come along and say, yeah, I didn't know.
I didn't know
how you right, which means he's doing it b'mezid. I have no problem. He's doing it b'mezid because he hates the guy. But he said, did I know that it's chazasur? Unless you have to say that, it's talking about a sunnah that's a chaver. That's the Gemara's answer. He was a chaver. The sunnah that's a chaver. Ah, sunnah that's a shiu chaver. What is he hatra'a for? We already know his intent. And we know he knows the law.
Chaver doesn't need it.
That's the Gemara saying. What the Mishnah said. Sunnah, eno, sarich, hatra'a.
What are you adding? No.
It's not going to have to go. We're talking about galut, right? So we're discussing people don't go to galut. So a sunnah doesn't go to galut. Why? Because the din of the chaver. Amishnah's following the shita of Rabbi Yosef. Amishnah's following the shita of Rabbi Yosef that holds chaver and sunnah hatra'ah. And therefore, this sunnah shu chaver, since he doesn't need a hatra'ah, you assume he's mezid, therefore, it's going to galut. We're discussing a galut issue of it. This is not the source of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef made a halakha chaver and sunnah hatra'ah.
And the chaver also would be galut?
I would also not be golem.
That's what I'm saying. It's not because he's a sonnet, it's because he's a chaver. That's what I'm saying.
Because the Mishnah is talking about sonnets. The topic of this Mishnah is sonnet. The Mishnah says, yes, sonnet she gole, yes, sonnet she eno gole. The Mishnah is sonnet issue. So we're just saying, the sonnet that the Mishnah said she eno gole is a chaver. And the subject of the Mishnah is not chaver.
Right, but Benny saying the Mishnah at the end of the day.
No, I know that, but that's not the subject of the Mishnah. Our Mishnah is the subject of sonnet.
Sonnet
neherag. Finish. That's our Mishnah. Okay. So therefore, the case is talking about where he's a soneh chaver. So therefore, he loses. He doesn't need a hatra'ah because he cannot come along and say, "I was b'shogeg." Oh, b'shogeg. You're a soneh. So he loses that, and he's a chaver. So he can't claim along and say, "I know the halacha." So therefore, a soneh right away is katsin mutre ve'omer. That's why it says in the Mishnah, "As soneh," Rabbi Yosef omer, "As soneh neherag." Mepnei shehu kemuad, because he's like a Mu'ad, it's like he's ready, he's warned. There's no galut. The Bishamon Omer, now we get to Bishamon. Yes, Sone, Godev, yes, Sone, Sheno Godetanya, Ketza, Damar Bishamon, yes, Sone, Godev, yes, Sheno, Sheno Godev. Give me the cases, according to Bishamon. Oh, so the case is talking about where he's lowering a barrel with a rope, and the item fell on a person that he hates. Depends. Nifsak gole, nishmat eno gole. If the rope broke,
snapped.
You could say he's a shogeg. But if he slipped out of his hands, then you don't say that. Then everybody say the guy did it because he's a because he's a sonet. That's she. Nifsak hevel minafal alav. Ein lomar bal ledaatze. You don't say he prepared it that it's going to snap. It snapped. Nishmat hevel miyadov minafal alav. Ein ogre sheish lomar ledaatasa. Slipped out of his hands. You can say it's a daatasa. Okay. Ve'atanya. The Gemara brings a stira. He does not go to Galut until the ma'gila, that's the item that they used to tar the roofs with, until the trowel or the item that they plowed, they tar the roof with, slips out of his hands, and he kills him. Which means, according to Rabbi Shimon, which is talking about a sunnah, or a hev, they don't go to Galut if the item broke. Only in the case where it slipped out of his hands. That's when you go to Galut. The Mishnah gave a rule. Eno gole, there's no Galut ad shi shamet, until the item slips out of his hands. So we have a double question over here. Kasha, Nifsak, and Nifsak. You just told me the first case. Nifsak is a case of Galut. Here you tell me Nifsak is not galut. Kasha nishmat nishmat. You just told me in the last right that nishmat, no galut. And then you tell me nishmat is dafka the case of galut. Which is again, Rabbi Shimon just went against what he just told me. The only time you go to galut is when he's tarring the roof over there and it slips out of his hands and falls out of his hands. What do you mean? You just told me falling. Falling is not falling is considered worse. Falling is considered like a mezid, and now you tell me falling is go there. Kasher nifsak, nishmat nishmat. Nashi, mahaslo. What is mahaslo, by the way? Who magila? Shpamim shetachin mahaslim shu kliish umanut shel boni. Okay, she used that. He says trowel. Nashi says that word. Belaz trowela. Okay. Because Yoran says answer. Nishmat and nishmat lakasha. You had a question. Nishmat, right? It slipped out of his hands. Ha be'ohev, ha be'sone. Okay, easy answer. The Braita that said, what is Hayav Galut? He's talking about Ohev. The guy that got killed was an Ohev. So you give the benefit. You don't want to kill him. Okay. Ha be'sone. Okay, the first Braita that said, he's Hayav. He's not Hayav Galut, meaning he's a Mezid. He's a Sone. Okay, easy answer. Nifsak and Nifsak like Hashem. There's no question of Nifsak and Nifsak. Why? Ha Rabbi Veha Rabbanan. Rashi. Big Rashi over here. Nifsak and Nifsak like Hashem. Why? Because one brayta said Nifsak is a Galut case. The other brayta is Mashma. Nifsak is non-Galut case. Only Nishmat is a Galut case. So make up your mind. Nifsak and Nifsak. That what the second Braita said. That what the first Braita said. Nifsak is gole. Afilu besoneh. Even a soneh. That's the Hadush. Because sheken beohev Rabbanan. Vanibad Rabbi Shimonu. De amar nishmat barzel mikato. De arag gole. Jeez, how do they learn the case of the axe? The axe handle flew off the wood and went and killed. So what do we say in that case? Go to Galut. Which means the rope snapping is similar to the axe metal head falling off the handle. Right? The guy's left with the rope in his hand. Just like he's left with the axe handle in his hand. Just like the banan say, when he's hitting, and the thing goes flying, he's holding on to the axe, and he's hayav galut. Similarly, nifsak, he's holding to it. That's the case of galut. The other bright that said, no, nifsak is no galut. Rabihi, tamar nishmata bazemikato, eno gole. He learned that the case of nishmata bazemikato, that's not a case of galut. The case of galut, according to Rabbi, was the tree. He hit the tree, and the axe handle, the axe metal caused the tree to fling off the tree and hit somebody. But he didn't hold the case where the axe handle flew off. The Hu Adin, the Qibla Nifsak, Achi Shamet מחצלו מידו שאין נשאר בידו כלום דומיד מן העצם מתבקיה. Similar like the tree. When you hit the tree, there's nothing left in your hand. The tree itself went flying. Similarly, נשמת זה מידו. That's the case where you go to galut. The second brayta is Rabbi. Because we're making the mahloket between the two braytot, Rabbi and Rabbanan, what the classic case of galut of the Torah is. Mm-hmm. Rabbi that holds the classic case of galut of the Torah is talking about where you're still holding on to the axe. It's not the axe that's doing it. It's the piece of wood that went flying. That piece was not in your hand. It's beyond you. That's like the case of what? Nishmat ha-habit miyado. Nishmat ha-travel miyado. Mashen ken, according to the banan, they say no. Nifsak is the classic case of galut. Similar to the case of the axe. You hit the axe, the axe item went flying, but you're still holding the handle. Ulebi adibad bishamon. Okay. En lecha sone gole. According to Rabbi, you'll never have a case of soneh that goes to galut.
Why?
Right? Because right, you never give him the benefit of the doubt according to Rabbi. Because according to Rabbi, what's the case according to the case of galut? Only if it slips.
So if you're holding anything,
so if you're soneh, in that case,
you're doing it purposely. Right. So according to the B, all the sonehs will not go to en lecha soneh goleh. And according to the rabbis, you have soneh goleh.
Of course.
But it snapped.
He's holding on to the rope.
Right. But it snapped. According to the B, snapping is not a case
that's
of galut. It's not a case of galut. According to Rabbanah, no. Snapping is a case of galut. So you'll have a case of soneh goleh in a case of snapping. Whereas according to the B, snapping is not a case of galut. All you have a case of galut is נשמעת, נשמעת by soneh, we say it on purpose.
Exactly.
So Rabbi, you have no case. כך מצאתי גרצה בתשובת הגאונים, וכן עיקר. Okay, now she likes it, so we're good. וגרצת הספרים משובשתי. Okay, and the גרצה of the ספרים is משובשת, וטעול, לדמות שפת החיים, לשפת הברזל, וישר לעמידה לפרש לפסק לפסק, לקשה, ואוהב ובסונה, דען קורא, כתתן לפסק גולה בסונה, בפורש היה חתומה נהיה חתומה. Okay, so she now brings a different גרצה, our purposes, and then he doesn't like the gersa. It doesn't work. So let's review according to what we want to say over here. Let's review the sugya over here. When you learn Al Mishnah says, let's read Mishnah. Hasone eno gole. Okay, that's a straight out statement. Sone does not go to galut. Why? Because you got to assume that the sone did it bekavana, and therefore he is a mezid. Rabbi Yose Omer, Asone Neherag. You kill him. Shehi Kemuad. And we learned the Gemara is talking about a Sone that is a Haver. Rabbi Shimon, Yes Sone Gole, Yes Sone She'eno Gole. It depends. Oh, so how do we answer? It depends. So, according to Rabbi Shimon, we said, it depends which how he killed him. He's lowering a barrel down. If it snapped, we say it's honest. It's no Gadut. If it fell out of his hands, so then already we assume that it's that's not onus. I'm sorry, if it snapped, it's galut. Not onus, galut, shogeg. And if it fell out of his hands, it's considered a mezid, and therefore he'll be neherag. We say he did it on purpose. Oh, we have a stira from another bright that it's mashma the opposite. It's mashma that dafka nishmat is a galut, and nifsaka hevel is not a galut case. So the Gemara wants to answer. I can answer Nifsak and Nifsak, and I can answer Nishmat and Nishmat. How am I going to answer Nifsak and Nifsak? Oh, so Nifsak and Nifsak, that's the snapping, how to be Hakamim. Depending on how you can consider the classical case of the axe. If you hold like the banan, that it's talking about where you're holding the axe handle and the thing went flying. Oh, so that's the case of Nifsak and that's the case of Galut. So therefore, a soneh will go to galut in the case of the fsak. That's the first braita. However, according to the B, no, that's not a case of galut. The case of the galut is talking about when the wood went flying. The wood went flying, that's not a case of nifsak haibah. That's a case where it's nishmat. And that would be the second braita, the nishmat haibah. So according to the B, Shimon, according to the B, you'll never have a case according to the B Shimon of a sunnah not going, or a sunnah going to galut.
Correct.
So with the and what's the answer? Nishmat and nishmat lakashya.
Harabin
Harabi.
Harabin
Harabi. Reverse. Oh, Ohev sunnah. Can answer simple. Nishmat is easy. Nishmat is Ohev sunnah. The first bright that came along and said, "What? that nishmat goes to is hayav. That's what sonet. Nishmat is hayav. Not hayav galut. Hayav mita. Right. All according to Rabbanan. Nishmat is hayav mita because sonet. The second brayta is nishmat is goleh. What do you mean? How can nishmat goleh? To nishmat is neherag. I said, well, Ohev. Okay, Ohev is no problem. Ohev is, somebody was mistaken. They wanted to die.
And that's both of them, right?
And that can be both. That can be called everybody. Well, Ohev.
Ohev.
Yeah. That can be called everybody. You're going to be willing to be everybody.
You're going to say,
look at that.